Ravana had been hiding in the forest, watching all this happen. He now disguised himself as a sage and approached Sita. Sita asked the sage to wait until her husband arrived. The sage asked Sita her name, and being caught off guard, she told him who she was. In an instant, Ravana revealed himself as the king of demons, snatched her up, and carried away towards Lanka. Though Sita struggled and screamed, the forest deities were too scared of the demon king to come to her rescue. Jatayu, the divine vulture and faithful friend of Dasharatha, heard Sita's screams. Valiant Jatayu attacked Ravana, but the demon king chopped off his wings and flew away with Sita, leaving the wounded Jatayu to die a lingering death. Rama was very angry with Lakshmana for leaving Sita alone, and when the brothers returned, they were horrified to find the clearing deserted. They called out to Sita and searched desperately for her in the forest, but could not find her anywhere. After a while, they came across a blood-coated form on the forest floor. "I am Jatayu," he told them. "The demon king Ravana has taken Sita. I tried to stop him, but he wounded me mortally. Sita blessed me and begged me to live until I saw you and gave you the news." "The demon has gone towards the south," said Jatayu, with his dying breath. "You must save her." Rama and Lakshmana immediately set off southwards, searching, inquiring, fearing the worst. After much travelling, the brothers eventually reached Kishkindha, Kingdom of the Monkeys. Bali, King of the Monkeys, had recently had an argument with his brother Sugriva, and Sugriva had taken refuge on a hill that Bali believed to be so cursed that he would not follow his brother there. Sugriva was suspicious of strangers and had his minister Hanuman check all visitors to make sure that they had not been sent by Bali. Sugriva spied the two human beings coming towards his shelter and sent Hanuman to find out who the visitors were. Hanuman disguised himself as a priest and approached the princess. He stood before them with folded hands and asked, "Who are you, gentlemen? You wear the clothes of hermits, yet your form and demeanor speak of a princely birth." Rama replied, "I am Rama, son of Dasharatha, king of Ayodhya. This is my brother Lakshmana. The demon king Ravana has snatched away my wife and vanished with her. We are searching for them." Hanuman realized that the strangers intended no harm. He said, "I am Hanuman, Sugriva's minister. Sugriva was threatened with death by Bali, his brother, for a crime he did not commit, so sought refuge on this hill. I shall take you to him." Hanuman, who had now assumed his monkey form, hoisted the princess onto his strong shoulders. They reached the hilltop where Sugriva was sitting. After exchanging greetings, they each told what had brought them to this place. "If I can regain my kingdom," Sugriva promised Rama, "I will help you find Sita." "Challenge Bali to a fistfight, and I will make sure that he dies," promised Rama. A confident Sugriva challenged Bali to a fistfight. When Bali's wife Tara heard about the planned fight, she took her husband aside. "There is something unnatural when one who has been defeated comes and challenges you like this. He must have acquired powerful friends. I fear for your life. Be cautious." Bali laughed his wife's words away. "Do not fear for me, Tara. I will return victorious." The brothers met and the fight began. Rama hid behind a tree, looking for a chance to kill Bali. But the fight was so fast and furious that he could not tell the brothers apart. Sugriva was defeated. He returned wounded and disheartened. He accused Rama of trying to get him killed. "I tried to kill Bali with an arrow," Rama reassured Sugriva, "but you looked so alike, covered with mud and gore, that I couldn't tell you apart. Wear this garland of flowers and challenge Bali again. I will not fail you this time." Again the fight started, and again Sugriva was clearly the weaker. This time, Rama knew from Sugriva's garland which one was Bali and shot an arrow into his chest, bringing him down. The dying Bali looked at Rama and asked, "What have I done to you that you kill me with an arrow sent from hiding?" Rama answered, "You went against Dharma when you banished Sugriva for a crime he did not commit. I am a king and must intervene when I see injustice." Bali died, his head cradled on Rama's lap. Tara came running out of their palace, hair streaming and tears flowing. Rama consoled her. Next day, Sugriva was crowned King of the Monkeys. The rains had now started, making it impossible to search for Sita. Once the rains abated, however, Sugriva sent word to all the monkey kingdoms. Monkeys in their thousands came to help in the search. They formed four groups, each searching in a different direction. Sugriva told each group to be back within a month, with or without news of Sita. Jatayu's last sighting of Sita and Ravana had them travelling rapidly southward, so the main search party was dispatched in that direction. The group of warriors included Hanuman, Bali's son Angada, and the wise old bear Jambavan, together with several thousand monkeys. Before they set out, Rama gave his ring to Hanuman, saying, "When you find Sita, show her this ring so that she knows that you are my messenger and trusts you. Tell her that we will come in all haste to rescue her." Led by Angada, the group moved rapidly, searching for anyone who might know where Ravana had taken Sita. Traveling unfamiliar routes, they often lost their way.